It's Tuesday, September 30, 2025.
We always seek to prepare for the worst. At the same time, we hope for the best.
Hurricane season wakes up as National Weather Service struggles with staffing amid Trump layoffs.
We're announcing today expanded programs to help the American coal industry.
Trump administration unveils plans for taxpayers to bail out big coal. Plus, Trump Energy Department tells staffers, don't say climate change.
Oh, I'm sure they won't. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
It was out of fashion with the Chardonnay set in San Francisco, Boulder, Colorado, and New York City, where I just was at Climate Week.
Actually, Secretary of Energy Chris Wright, coal is not out of fashion. It's just dirty, deadly, and expensive. Even for the Coors Light set in Oklahoma, Mississippi, and yes, West Virginia. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, are we really doing this again? Are we really going to pretend to bring back coal again?
Oh, yes. And lots of taxpayer money is going toward it.
Cool. What else you got for us today?
Well, first up, the Atlantic hurricane season is waking up. Hurricane Umberto over the weekend rapidly intensified into a monster Category 5 storm out in the open ocean, fueled by record warm waters. Studies show that rapid intensification of hurricanes, which used to be rare, now happens far more frequently than in the past due to man-made global warming driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
Like coal?
Yep. Forecasters say Umberto is pulling newly formed tropical storm Imelda away from making direct landfall in the U.S. But Imelda will still generate heavy rains and dangerous flooding along the East Coast. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein has declared a state of emergency. Imelda's rain forecast is particularly concerning for regions still recovering from destructive Hurricane Helene, which hit 1 year ago. ProPublica reports that 1 year later, some folks in North Carolina who lost homes to the storm are still struggling through red tape to obtain housing assistance from FEMA, which has also been hit hard by the Trump administration's budget cuts, mismanagement, and mass layoffs, including of federal workers who processed disaster aid applications. Now is, of course, also not a great time for the National Weather Service to be at a breaking point. Washington Post reports that staffing cuts under the Trump administration are straining forecasters who are struggling to maintain normal operations. Staffers are working double shifts to keep forecasting offices open and helping adjacent offices monitor severe weather in understaffed regions. If the government shuts down, they will be working without pay until the shutdown is over.
So they're asked to work twice as long shifts now without pay?
Yep.
In the middle of hurricane season?
Yep.
What could possibly go wrong?
In policy, the Trump administration is unveiling a new plan for taxpayers to bail out costly, polluting, uneconomical coal-fired power plants to help the coal industry, which has been declining for decades. On Monday, former fossil fuel CEO turned Energy Secretary Chris Wright announced $625 million in new funding aimed at retrofitting and reopening closed coal plants, claiming coal is needed to meet skyrocketing energy demand, even as the administration is blocking cheaper, clean wind and solar projects.
Wait a minute. Isn't Chris Wright the guy who said if renewable energy can't survive on its own without subsidies after 30 years, then I guess it ain't so good?
Yep.
But he's given money to coal that's been around for hundreds of years.
Yes.
Brilliant.
We're going to provide some funding to upgrade existing coal plants, keep them open. But coal's got a long future. Let's stop pretending it's going away, or stop wishing it was going away.
The plan also includes opening up more than 13 million additional acres of the public's lands to more destructive coal mining.
Man.
Data show that coal-generated electricity is by far the most expensive, far more than wind and solar generated. The Environmental Protection Agency announced it will rescind dozens of regulations to limit mercury, CO2, and other pollutants from coal plants and will revise regulations limiting discharge of wastewater pollutants from power plants.
So more deadly mercury and other pollutants in the air and the water.
Yeah.
Making America healthy again.
Finally, Politico reports that the Trump administration has also ordered the Energy Department's Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy to stop using the words climate change and emissions, adding them to the department's banned word list, words at the heart of the office's mission. It's the latest in a series of Trump administration efforts to dispute, silence, or downplay the reality of climate change.
And you know, when they're banning words, well, that's freedom for you right there. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.